Blog Talk Radio.
It's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and thank you so much for being a listener. Thank you for being in the audience. We are getting, Reality Spirituality is getting so many new listeners by the minute. Each minute, the audience is growing, and I really appreciate the emails that you're sending. I am grateful for listening. I'm grateful that you're sharing with everyone. I've got listeners all around the world, so thank you all for supporting and liking Reality Spirituality. Today is special because I have a guest. A lot of the times it's just me and my audience with Ask Rebecca Anything, but today I have a wonderful guest, Susan Huff. And before I bring Susan on, I want to do a little bit of housekeeping here. You know, Reality Spirituality is a show that started about 3 years ago and really started with my journey and my priority, commitment, intention, goals to be happier on this journey. And what does that mean, being happy? You know, everybody has a different definition. Well, for me, my definition of being happy, and in fact, I'm gonna switch it up and use another word that is even more powerful to me, is being content, being peaceful regardless of what's going on in my life, regardless of what's not going on, having this foundation of peace and contentment and just knowing and trusting and, more importantly, surrendering to reality, surrendering to everything that's going on without resisting, without saying, I don't like this particular circumstance, universe. I don't agree with what's going on in my life now, universe. I'd like to have some things changed. What I've discovered, and even in the last few weeks, that my purpose here, I wasn't going to be happy until I found a purpose, and then I got to this place where my purpose is really evolving and growing. And now, just the last couple of weeks, you know what my purpose is, audience? My purpose is to just be. Just be. And I don't know, but that really took a lot of weight off, just dropped my shoulders, just gave me another way to relax on this journey. Because as Abraham, my favorite quote is, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. And this is really all about the journey. For me, it's not about a goal or destination or the future. It's about in the moment, just being connected to the universe. And that is what this show is about. It's about our everyday lives, what goes on moment by moment, and learning how to, sharing skills, how to have that connection regardless of what's happening, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of anything. And that is what Reality Spirituality is about. That's what I'm about. I am a self-proclaimed happiness specialist, which means that this contentment, this happiness is it. That's it. If I'm feeling a little unbalanced or I'm, you know, a little offbeat, it's because the universe is really giving me a clue as to what's going on, which in reality is, it's just me resisting. So this show is about letting go of all resistance, accepting everything, including that person right there in the mirror. You know, I say all your answers are found in the mirror, and all your solutions are found in the mirror. All of your problems are found in the mirror. That really used to bother me at times, but now it's really empowering. You have the power. Every question, every solution, every answer, every issue, every problem is in the mirror. And you can change it. I don't have control over what happens to me, but I definitely have control over my perspective about what happens. I have control over my words, my behavior, my energy, my vibration. All of those things I have control over. And if I have control over all those things, guess what? So do you. And without further ado, I would like to welcome my guest, Susan Huff. And Susan, you know, I don't know how the connections that I get in the way I'm introduced to people, it's just magical. And that's just the way the universe works. If you sit back and let the universe drive, and I use the term universe, you can interchange it with spirit, with God, energy, source, whatever term God, whatever term you feel comfortable with, I use the term universe. But the universe just drops magical miracles in my lap every day. And you also, you just have to relax and let it happen. But Susan Huff is a CTI-trained life coach with a BSW and with over 30 years of experience in the traditional therapeutic healing fields, specializing in families, teens, and mental health. However, it is her indigenous ritual and healing training with Maitik Workis, Mary Branch Grove, Jennifer Halls, and the internationally renowned African spiritualist. I should have probably asked her about the pronunciation of these names also, but I did not. Sobhomfu Somi, that truly inspires her individual and group work. Susan is a graduate of Miss Somi's Ritual Healing Village and has been mentored by author and the ritualist, currently considered one of the most foremost voices in African spirituality for the past 14 years. Let's welcome Susan Huff to Reality Spirituality. Thank you so much for being here, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you so much. I am so excited about it and just love what you're doing and your view put out on everything that you've just said. Just is such an alignment for people. So thank you.
Yeah. Well, let me just be honest, Susan. This wisdom didn't happen overnight, and that's just another thing that growth, evolution takes a lot, takes time, takes patience, and just being willing to accept it all is really big. Where did your spiritual journey begin? And you know, just a little background. Where do you remember that journey beginning for you?
You know, it's funny. I probably remember that journey beginning for me in the second grade, you know, and I wanted to work on Native American reservations, which in the second grade, I didn't even know what that meant. So, you know, who knows why I said that to my mother, but I can remember saying it. But the deeper part of my journey and the opening probably happened 16 years ago when I met Sobhomfu Somi. And I had been studying with other teachers and loved the knowledge, but that's when something came in and said, yes, you know, like where I kind of like opened in into that deeper calling that I was put here to do.
Wow. You know what? And I love the 16 years ago because, yeah, and it's just, I love that you're sharing with my audience, this this doesn't, like I said, it doesn't happen overnight. It's a gradual journey. And I love that you put 16 years on it, because it gives my audience an idea of how time just works for us.
Well, and I do believe that we come in with a knowing of what it is, and then our paths take us into different situations to guide us to where we're supposed to be. And some mm-hmm. of them are happy situations, and some of them are like a rites of passage. And so I've had many rites of passages to get me to where I'm going. And don't think I've stopped. I mean, it's a constant, you know, battle kind of in some ways of how much further. I mean, life is just taking you and putting obstacles in your way to see, hey, can you do this, and how can this deepen you so you can help others deepen at the same time.
I love that. And you said, challenges or hurdles. One of the things that I always share on the show is I am in a constant class. It's like I've enrolled in this universal university, and classes always being held. I don't get any breaks, no vacations, no recess. It's a constant class. But with that said, I'm never bored. There's always something to see or realize, or something to learn. I actually enjoy that now, because there was a time in my life where I was bored. What do you think?
You know, I wasn't too bored, because I think it was always either making something happen that was crazy, or in my youth, you know, I wasn't bored. I was maybe not doing it in the right way to unleash my boredom. But I think that in the Daggett tradition, I'm a fire person. So we don't move slow. We move fast, but doesn't mean we always move in the right direction. So I don't know. I don't like boredom, so I don't do it usually. And I love learning, and I learn from everybody I meet. So I have a lot of gratitude, even for the hardships, because truly they've gotten me to be able to understand situations and myself on a deeper level.
Would you be willing to share a hardship, like you said? Because one of the things I like to tell my audience is, you know, listen, I'm no different than you. This life is challenging for me, and I've shared with my audience how I was disinherited the day my father died. I was the happiest day of my life, one of the happiest days of my life. Not the day he died, but the day of his service. And a lot of really intimate details. Would you be willing to share one of your hardships with my audience?
Yeah, of course I would. I'm just trying to think which one. You know, I moved to California in a kind of odd way. Sabonsu is in California part-time. She's in West Africa another part-time. And I've always kind of wanted to be I set her up internationally as well as doing my own work. And so I was trying to figure out, okay, you know, I want to be closer to her. I got sick. I got really sick. I went to Africa. I came back. My father passed away, and I was the primary caregiver of him. My mom was still around. She got Alzheimer's. You know, didn't get it, but she had, you know, it was progressive. And I had this chronic pain in my thumb. And who would think in a thumb that you would just want to drop to the floor sometimes? And did a lot of work on trying to do everything alternative that I could possibly do to get rid of this pain in my thumb. And went to different doctors and also went to, you know, regular doctors. And they pretty much said it was in my head, and I was like, this pain cannot be in my head. What are you talking about? You know, or that I was drug seeking, which, believe me, I hardly even took pain pills until it got so bad that I had to take something. And so I got diagnosed by one doctor, and he said, oh, well, you're going to have neck surgery. You have two herniated discs, that are falling apart. Went in, had neck surgery. I thought, okay, yes, I'm going to be healed. I'm so excited. I mean, at that point, it was like, just do whatever you have to do to make me not be in crazy pain where I just want to. I mean, my goal was to keep myself calm and not want to just lose my mind, to be honest. That would be my deal, and to be as happy as I possibly could be in this chronic pain. Had the surgery. Savanthu was with me. And they've had to put cadaver bones in my neck because, you know, I thought they were going to put these little plastic things, but I'm kind of small framed. And I can remember waking up and them telling me, and she was in the room, that they were going to put cadaver bones in my neck. And I could see on her little wild eyes that she wasn't pleased about it. But then, you know, I was coming out of the anesthesia and kind of like just went home from the hospital. She went to Africa. Things just didn't feel right. Like, I didn't feel like myself and still had chronic pain. It did not go away. A month later, I got diagnosed with breast cancer.
Jesus.
And I was like, okay, this is, and I'm really fairly healthy woman. You know, I think about what I eat. I, you know, kind of do all the right things. I'm not a party girl. And I was like, how the freak that I now have breast cancer. And I can remember saying to Jennifer, one of my dear friends and also a woman who I studied with, how did this doesn't feel like my cancer? And then I thought, well, probably everybody thinks that it doesn't feel like their cancer. And I knew Sabanfu was coming back in, and I couldn't get her, it's hard to get her sometimes in Africa. And I went to the bookstore, and I saw this book, and it said, Read Me. I was like, you're about brain cancer. You know, I'm losing my mind, you know. Mm. I want to read this book. This is brain cancer. And I hear, read it anyway. You know, just listen. What are you doing? So I go ahead and I take the book home, and I start reading it. And in the middle of it, this doctor, it's like giving you recipes and stuff. But in, right in the middle, this doctor says he's trying to prove that you can get cancer or from cadaver bones, kidney transplants, and liver transplants. I shut the book, and I believe it or not, I felt a sense of relief. I called Sabantu and I said, they told you I got the breast cancer from the cadaver bones, didn't they? And she started crying. She said, yes, and they wouldn't let me tell you. You had to figure it out for yourself. She'd made me do this weird ritual. And usually when I do a ritual with her, I know exactly why I'm doing it and what I'm doing it for. But she'd given me this ritual that was kind of odd. And I had no idea why I was doing it. And I think it was to help me know what was going on. And so I struggled with breast cancer, got through the breast cancer. The last surgery I had around the cancer, my mother died the day after. And I knew that she had been waiting and holding on to make sure I was okay. So, all of that happened.
Well, I asked for a challenge, didn't I?
Then I moved to California because I could now move because my family had, you know, my parents no longer needed me. My son and I came out here, and I still had chronic pain in my thumb. And I intuitively went to a doctor who was a hand doctor, and he looked at my thumb and he goes, oh my gosh, you have a glomus cyst. And I had been misdiagnosed for like 7 years. And I went again and had surgery. A cyst had been eating through the bone in my thumb, And in the Dagger tradition, your minerals carry your story. And I had had to have such pain to eat through a story, and I think that story was I didn't know how to receive. And believe me, when you have chronic pain, you have neck surgery, and you have cancer, you learn how to receive.
Mm.
And I'd always been on output instead of on input. And I had to find the balance of giving and receiving, and it was quite the lesson, but quite a beautiful journey. And I went down and thanked the minerals at the beach, and I'll never forget this, and I was walking there with my husband at the time, and picked up this rock and said, I love this rock. And he would, you look at me and go, oh, you love your rock. No, no, this rock feels really cool. And I said a prayer and thanked all the spirits for helping me change the story. And he said, let me see that rock. It was the exact thumbprint of my thumb on that rock.
Of course it was.
Of course it was. And my journey had just, you know, shifted. And so it was a wonderful journey and a hard journey and a journey full of wonderful connections and lessons and love and spirit. And I learned a lot. And I learned how you can change a story. And I never thought that I wasn't going to get well. I always knew that I was going to be guided to get well, and I did.
Oh, jeez, I need to take a breath on that one. That was just, it was really intense just for a lot of different reasons. You hit on so many key points. Looking back, one of the things I share on the show is looking back, sometimes it's difficult right when you're in the middle of it. Or were you able when you were in the middle of it? I mean, pain, I've never heard a story about pain in the thumb. It's just so unique. And
a thumb in the dagger tradition is your home. And I was not happy in my home.
You were not happy in your home?
I was not in Virginia. I was restless. I was not happy in Virginia. I was needing to find a new home.
So when you were in the middle of this with this pain before there was a quote unquote solution, were you able to find anything beneficial or anything good about the circumstance that you were going through in that moment when you were in the eye of the storm? Were you able to do that, or did that happen later?
I actually was able to do it, but there were times when I felt like, really, you know, and just, I can remember thinking, I just want to get through the day. The pain would be so harsh sometimes. But there was this beautiful, I mean, especially with the cancer on top of the pain, I have to say my friends were so present for me, and I felt so loved and so nurtured and so not alone in the pain. Mm-hmm. You know, and I think that part of the issue is that in this culture, we're so alone in our struggle sometimes, and or a lot of times, and we don't have the same kind of intimacy or in community that we deserve and desire and need to get through a struggle. And I felt really blessed to have people like that were able to hear my struggle, which in just in the speaking it could make me feel better in the moment. I don't believe we're here to do anything alone. Nothing.
Ooh. So that's a really interesting statement. I don't believe we're here to do anything alone. I would have disagreed with you a little while ago, but I'm feeling what you're saying now, because the universe always gives me, and I can only speak for myself, but always gives me the support, like you just said, like you just described. And but I only have one. But you're right. I think you're absolutely right. You're never here to do it alone. I'm just you know, digesting that right now on the spot, alone. Because one of the things that I also like to share is, I'm never alone. The universe is really the most powerful entity, and to know that the universe is walking with me, in me, by me, all without any physical or any human person. I totally get what you're saying, but I also know for myself that I can get a lot of comfort going within and just being with the universe.
I agree with that. And I also believe that my gift that I have is better because your gift is better. And that there's this balance of collaboration.
Yes.
the non-ego that I mean, I have a business partner. Her name is Jen Hutchinson, and I am better. We balance, bring something to the table. I'm more of the talk, more see individual people one-on-one, and more of the, like, I would say, the noticeable leader. But she is just as powerful and just as strong in the background, creating the story, how to put the story in written word, how to do it, hold space for it. Unfold.
Right.
That
yeah,
I'm stronger because I have that. And I have to say, the whole name of Living Your Gifts is because we each have a gift. It's every person in this country, every person in this world, every being has a special, unique gift that they're bringing to the world that is more and more powerful with the coming together of other people and their gifts.
Yes, I totally agree with you. And you're talking about people that are compatible energy that balance you out, that add to your gifts and share their gifts. I totally get it. Susan, we have a few callers that would like to ask questions and or share. Would you be up for some callers from the audience?
Of course. How exciting.
Yay! Okay. First caller is area code 780. You are live on Reality Spirituality with my guest, Susan Huff. Hi, what's your first name?
Hey, Rebecca, it's Jay calling from Canada.
Hi, Jay. Welcome to the show. What's going on, Jay?
Just like I asked Susan some questions, actually, about her African teachings, if I can.
Perfect, yes.
Hey, Susan.
Hi.
Hey there, glad to meet you. My question is regarding ritual. I just wondered, in our spiritual growth, is it really important to have ritual in some sort of way of, you know, getting past things and doing things to I don't know, to get a place of, I don't know, that I have these, to get a place of, you know, more of letting go and things like that. I just wondered if it's predominant in African teachings also. That's my first question.
It is absolutely predominant. And I believe that, you know, if you don't create a ritual, a ritual will be created for you, which it's so much better if you name it. Like, there's something in any struggle you go through, if you can start seeing it as a ritual and find somebody to help you do rituals around it, you're going to move through it with more ease, and then you're not doing it alone, because in Africa, you don't do rituals alone. You know, there may be a ritual you do that's specific to a circumstance, but a lot of them are communal rituals.
Susan, can you explain a little bit, or give an example of a ritual for my audience that don't know?
Okay. The one that Sabamfu does the most is the grief ritual. But let me give you an example. This year is a mineral year in the Dagra tradition. And a mineral is about communication, storytelling, moving through a story, and coming in alignment with your real story. So I would do something with rock. And there's something that you could do, just really simple little tiny ritual that you could do for yourself, where you would take two rocks. You would take one that would be the rock to receive the story maybe that you're clinging to that no longer serves you. And you would go deep within yourself and put that story into that rock, and put that rock to the side. And you would take another rock. I'm just giving a simple one. And you would pick up the other rock, and you would take that rock and help that rock to activate and open you to the new story you're bringing in. Because there's no coincidence. When I had a problem and there was a cyst eating through my bone, it's believed that you carry your stories in your bone.
Hmm.
And so my story was activated and fired up. So you can go in and activate a story with a mineral, asking the spirit of the mineral to activate the real story inside of you. The one that's that's special and unique only to you, that is your gift that you're bringing into the world. And you can change the story and look at a way that the old story has brought you to that, that you no longer have to do it that way.
It sounds like you're talking about growth. You're just talking about growing and evolving as a person.
But I'm giving it a symbol to help me move through it in a way that makes it more tangible feeling. There's something about ritual that gives you this yumminess of claiming it in a different way. And then you have an easier way of moving through. And I suggest when you're doing a ritual that somebody is at least there holding space for you to move through it.
I love it. Great question, Jay. Do you have another one?
Yes, I do, actually. It has to do about the djembe drum. Actually, it's about the djembe drum. I just wonder, you know, it's a great tool for...
I love the djembe drum. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That's what we use in rituals a lot when people are doing communal rituals, is the djembe drum and then some chanting. And they carry an energy. Boy, I love the drum. In fact, I just ordered a new djembe drum just last night. There's a wonderful drummer near my community, and I he's from Burkina Faso, which is where Sabanth is from. I said, do you have any small djembe drums? I need a small one. So, yeah, I love the djembe. Thank you. Do you play the djembe?
Well, actually, don't. I play in a hand drum, and you know, I do a ritual around hand drums.
Shamanic journeying?
Yeah, shamanic journey taps to that type of drum. My question is that we have like a drumming circle here, and they use a lot of djembes for practicing and playing around with it. I just wondered, but I don't see any ritual around it when they start doing it. Just pick it up and play. Is there a ritual that you know of? I'm just curious because
you could definitely create one. I mean, why can't you take something and burn sage or put sacred ash around it and ask for the spirit of the drum to be awakened? Not only the drum to be awakened, but the drum inside of you to be awakened, so that when you play it, a deeper healing can come in and it can help transform you and those that hear it.
Oh, okay. Because I was kind of... wondering if you knew if there was one.
There probably is, but I don't.
You know what, Jade, I suggest. I mean, this is really interesting. Create your own ritual, Jay.
Yeah.
Now you can create a ritual. What a great thing to do!
I create rituals all the time, all the time. And actually, what's the sweet thing is, a lot of times when people come to see me, I will know that there's a ritual needed for whatever could be going on.
Yeah. Interesting. Very interesting. Cool.
I'd love to hear what ritual you create.
I'd love to hear what you come up with.
Yeah, does that feel like that's aligned with you, Jay, is creating a ritual yourself?
Oh, for sure. I do this all the time because I'm just wondering, you know, with the djembe drum, if it's there's something that they do, because I never see it. So
I really don't know. It's a good question though, and I'm going to ask Savanto about that when I talk to her.
I'll have to email you and just see if you can correspond with that, because I'm just curious about that.
I actually think that you can do something pretty wonderful, and I also got you know, the drums are such a heart, their heartbeat, right?
Yeah.
Their heartbeat. Yeah. You're creating heartbeats. So maybe there's something in an awakening that heartbeat within yourself and within the people you work with around the drum. I don't know. Play with it. Sounds like fun.
Play and create. Sure. Wow. Any other questions, Jay?
Yeah, I just wondered from your teaching, Susan, is that in regards to is this any like comparisons or similarities between other like African spirituality and maybe different parts of like maybe Tibetan or pagan or some sort of maybe Native? Is there some sort of like similarities too?
I would say that there is a connection with the pagan Native American not so much Tibet, but except that it can be very peaceful. I mean, I love Buddhism, and I think that it holds a deep space in my heart, too. But I would say African ritual is more active, if that makes sense. Not that you don't go within, because you do. Believe me, when you're in a ritual, you may be in a ritual even with other people, but there is a going within by yourself in a community setting, if that makes sense.
Yeah, okay.
I think all of the indigenous traditions have such a beautiful connection for all of us. You know, it's like, let's wake that indigenous, we all have that indigenous peace that just needs to be reawoken, I think.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jay, for contributing.
You're so lovely. Thank you.
Yeah, great questions and great information. And thank you for contributing to the show, Jay.
Thank you, Rebecca.
You know,
thanks,
I love
for your wisdom, Susan. Thank you. Love you, too.
Thank you.
Okay. Wow, great questions and great. So what you're saying is, what it sounds like to me is that there's so many options, there's so many ways to connect, there's so many that a person just has, a person can feel, because I have to say, for me, I haven't done any rituals or been in any rituals.
You have done rituals. I think you haven't put a name to it as a ritual.
You know what? You're absolutely right. Of course. Mm-hmm. You're right. Mm-hmm. It's just I haven't labeled
you,
it that.
You wouldn't be in this work and doing such a fabulous job if you didn't do that. Truly.
Well, I stand corrected. I love that. Thank you. You're absolutely right. Yeah, it's just I'm not labeling it the same way. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Ah, okay, we have another caller. Area code 402. You are live on Reality Spirituality with Susan Huff. What is your first name?
Hi, thank you. My name is Leilani. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi,
and
welcome.
Hi, welcome.
I was just wondering if you have like a personal message for me that I can take to heart.
Personal message for you. What is your birth year?
85.
Your home is not just where you live, but in your heart. So remember that no matter where you are.
Yeah.
And tap into that deep home that resides within. It's just a beautiful place. And it may not always seem, I don't know what the word's coming through. It may not always seem that way for you because you may feel a little off kilter. But if you trust and you go in and you put your feet on the ground and you claim your body as your home, things will move with ease and grace for you.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
Is that good? Would you like another question, or that's
no,
a good
that's
one?
No, that's awesome. That's
okay.
A good one. I know you got a lot of people. Aloha, mahalo.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Mahalo too. I love that. Wow. Oh, I love my callers. We have a few other callers, caller Susans, but sometimes people don't want to. They just want to listen to the show and they don't want to speak live on air. So just know that we have a lot of people interested, and I really, really appreciate you sharing with my audience.
Oh, I love being on here. Thank you so much.
Yes. What are you doing now? What are your challenges right now in this present moment, if I can be so nosy?
My challenges right now, I just came out of some challenges. I just went through a divorce, which was quite challenging. And I think what it is, it's trying to is to forgive myself for maybe making exactly the right choices that don't always feel that way, and trusting that the divine is guiding me, that I'm being opened to those challenges just in perfect divine order to help the people that come to me more fully.
Okay, now you said something which is I just got this year, and I want to ask you what you feel about it. I wrote a book, Reality, Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, and one of my chapters is about happiness and forgiveness. And I was speaking to one of my guests, this is a couple of months ago, Jamila Shabazz, and she's a channel for light energy, John Christian. Anyway, she told me, and she said through this energy, there is no such thing as forgiveness because forgiveness means that there was something that was done that wasn't right or that was wrong. And it just, I don't know, it just struck me as, for me, as a real big truth. There is no such thing as forgiveness because forgiveness means that there's something wrong. And in reality, there are no mistakes. There's nothing that everything is in perfect order. What are your thoughts about that?
I think that's true, and I also think that you've got to feel what you feel. You know, like we're humans. We're not, you know, God, or and so, you know, I have got to get to a place, me personally, to where I can forgive myself, and then sometimes then the gift comes and opens up. But if I don't feel my sadness, or if I push it aside and pretend it's not there, I go crazy. It's work for me. So, I mean, I need a place to be sad. I need a place to let it out, the anger or the pain or the shame. So then I can get to a place of understanding and open to the gift in it. But that's what I do. That's what I believe. I think if we don't at least feel it, I don't think we can move through it.
You know what? This is really, I love this, because another thing that I say on this show is we are all as different as our fingerprints. And what feels good to me or what works for me might not work for my neighbor or my soulmate.
Absolutely.
I love that. That's one of the things that I always tell my audience, I'm really speaking about myself here. I don't pretend to know what anybody else is feeling or thinking. And I love the fact that you know what works, what feels right for you. And so to my audience, know that you are an individual and you got to work. This is a journey that you got to find what fits. You got to find the shoe that fits.
Well, for me, if I can't feel it, I can't heal it. And I'm not saying that you hang on to it and that you make a drama out of it. You know, I'm saying it's almost like it energetically has to move through me.
I get it. I totally get it. I love that, too. We have someone else that actually wants to say, ask a question. This is area code 856. Area code 856, you are live on Reality Spirituality. Welcome. What's your first name?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura. Welcome
to
the show.
Hi. I guess I wanted to know if you're picking up anything that's any big changes that are going to be happening for me.
Well, changes is going to always happen for you, honey.
that's right.
How about with career?
Say that again?
Career changes.
When give me a year of your birth year, the last year.
October 1st, 63.
Oh, honey, you are nature. You're going to always move through changes because if you don't, you'll get bored. I get that, that if it's not, if it's not moving your heart, you got to go and find something else.
Yeah, I've been looking, so
It feels like there's something that you have to, like, lean in and trust. Don't go into fear about it, and start seeing the signs around you, and especially in nature. Like, get out and walk in nature. Start talking to the nature spirits, and ask for that magic to come in to show you where to go.
Yeah, and it's funny you should say that, because I do, I want to purchase a home next year somewhere around nature. I want to be surrounded by nature, hopefully water too, but definitely nature. I want to be out in the woods.
Well, I am getting that part of your gift is helping to help things transform. I don't know exactly what they're saying about that, but they're saying you have a way to move and transform things and take something and have it shift and help others to shift it, even if it's in business, is what I'm hearing.
That makes sense. Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so I'm just hoping that I have a new job coming up soon.
Do you have water water near you, like moving fresh water or the ocean or?
Well, the ocean is further away, but there are lakes around where I live, about 20 minutes from me, and I would like to be able to buy a home there.
Is there a like a creek or a river or anything near you?
About 20 minutes from me. There is a neighborhood where I'm looking to purchase a home somewhere.
Go to that moving water. Go to that moving water and set an intention that you're getting, take some milk, a little bit of milk and a little bit of honey. Mix it together on a Friday after the sun rises and before the sun sets. And go down to the water and ask the spirits of the water to nurture your spirit and to bring sweetness into your life. And then speak very, very, very deeply about what you're really wanting to have happen in your life. And then make an offering to the water as it's going with the flow. Like, have it, don't try to go up. And when you leave, walk with the river and then turn to go back to wherever you were.
Okay. I'll try
that.
It has
to be on a Friday. A Friday is an Earth Day. So that's the best day to do a ritual like that. And really just imagine going with the flow and things unfolding and speak about what you want and what your desires are, and speak it in a way that you're saying, I'm open with moving with the flow. I'm open to nurturing my spirit and to bring sweetness in my life. Please help me to find my way that I can be of service in the best way possible to myself, to the world, to my community, and to my family and friends. Help me to bring a deep nurturance into my life and to the lives of others. Help me to find that which will help me to serve the most.
Okay,
and then
I like
offer the milk and honey as just a symbolic ritual of what you're asking for. And then when you get what you want, you need to like give to some charity or take a shirt to a homeless person or make some offering in gratitude.
Okay, I like that. I'll try that. Thank you very much. I will.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling. And can I add, I would like to add something else, too. I would just like to add, you said it earlier, Susan, about trusting. It's just really, really deepening the trust that knowing that everything is in order and there's a reason for everything that happens. And it's all about trusting and also changing your perspective and just knowing that the universe is friendly and the universe is on your side and whatever is going on is for your betterment.
Absolutely. Perfect thing to say. Perfect thing to say.
Thanks, Robin. I needed to hear that, too. I was leaving my apartment this morning telling myself I need to have more trust and faith that things will work out.
Yeah, and you know, that's the big deal. There's for me, there's two voices in my head. There's the universal voice, and there's this, you know, man-made ego kind of voice. And I know which one is talking, because the ego, or whatever you want to call it, that voice is always making me feel bad, is always trying to make me feel bad, or this isn't enough, or this isn't right, or this reality sucks, or I want something different. And, you know, thinking about the future. Well, I'm not in the moment. So it's really realizing which voice is speaking and which voice you want to focus on, the one that says, I trust, I know is everything is in order, and the other one that's like, oh, my God, this is horrible that's happening. But it's just a practice like anything else, like just practicing an instrument. It's like anything else. The more you practice, the easier it becomes, and you'll just kind of you'll start focusing on the universal voice rather than that other voice, and just not giving it any power, not resisting it, but know which one is speaking.
That's a good point.
And start visualizing it, visualizing what you want, but also be open to the visualization could take a different form.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, it's about trusting. It's also about seeing. You know, being open to seeing it and being open to seeing, being guided and hearing, you know, it could be somebody who comes up to you and says, oh, there's this opportunity. Check it out. Even if it doesn't feel like it's going to be right, just check it out. It's almost like just put the energy and the movement forward.
Okay. I'll go with that. I will.
Yeah. Thank you so much for calling and contributing to the show. It really, your question is a question. Your situation is what we've all felt and been in, or experienced at one time or another. I mean, who doesn't want to know? Well, what's going to happen next? And where's the job? Mm-hmm. And I want. And so, you're actually assisting everyone to trust more and know that everything that is unfolding perfectly.
Well, thank you, both of you. I really do appreciate it. Thanks, Rebecca.
Let us know what happens.
Yes.
I will.
Yes, please.
I will.
what a great show. Okay, so now that I know you're so intuitive, okay, me, what do you see, feel, or hear for me? Susan.
Okay, well, what year were you born in? What's the last year?
I was born in 1955. I have a birthday coming up December the 1st. I will be 59 years old, even though I look 39. Ah, ha, ha, ha.
I'm sure you look 29
years old. No, not 29, but okay, yes.
You know, your home is really important to you, too. Your home is really important, and the people in your home, but your heart is so open. To just supporting people and loving in the moment, and I mean it feels like you're exactly where you should be and that you are trusting too, but there's something about really grounding that love in, like really really seeing the earth supporting you in a new way. I mean, like there's something new coming. There's something new coming, or like it feels like you're walking over a bridge. I don't know what that means, though. You're bridging something. You're bridging something. Or you're going to talk about, or your talks are going to be about bridging worlds. I don't know. Bridging.
Well, I feel everything that you just said. And it's funny because it's just in the last few years that I am a home body, and you are absolutely right. My home is really important to me, my home and my energy. And I can sit in my home for days. I could stay in my home and learn lessons and get connected. And, I mean, I rush to come home. It's crazy, but I do. Crazy meaning that I wasn't like this
right
before. I always needed stimulation. I needed to do something. I needed to go somewhere. I needed to travel. No. Now I don't need anything other than my inspiration.
And it feels like you're all about like love, like loving yourself. It's almost like I'm hearing them saying, you're bridging something, and if you just take the time, like, there's something about you nurturing you for a little bit longer, and then this bridge or this opening, you're going to go over a bridge, and there's going to, you know, bridge in symbolism of something that you're stepping on that's going to be helping you to connect deeper and just to be earthy in it, like grounded in it, like and trusting that groundedness.
As I would say, as my father would say, ooh wee. That's right. I feel that. I really, really do. Susan, please share with my listeners where they can find you, your website, your email. How can they connect with you? I've just enjoyed you so much. And
I'm so grateful. I love your wisdom, and you're so good at what you do. And thank you so much. Yeah. And you can go to Living Your Gifts with an F, GIFTS.com. And you can always reach me by email at Susan@LivingYourGifts.com. And I work on the phone also, and my number is 703-505-5152.
Say your number one more time.
703-505-5152.
Perfect, perfect. I really enjoyed just connecting with you, and thank you so much for being so open with my audience and just sharing. You know, all the, I like to share the dust in the corner, all the, you know, the things that maybe I don't want to look, I'm talking about me, that I don't want to look at, you know, those cobwebs that the universe shines this big light on. Rebecca, we're going to have to get to that next. And I really love that you were so open about your own life. Thank you again. Thank you.
And I'm so grateful for what you work through and for helping people to open up and see a new way. Thank you so much for your wisdom and for your heart. I can feel you are you would be in the Earth Clan, and it definitely suits you and serves you just perfectly well.
Again, woo-wee. Thank you so much, Susan. Well, everyone, this has been a wonderful, wonderful, great show as usual, but extra special when we have guests that can that can share what they've learned with the audience. And you know, Reality of Spirituality is heard every Saturday and Sunday at 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. If you want more information on me, you can go to my website at www.rebeccanorrington.com, RebeccaNorrington. And follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. And if you've enjoyed the show, and I know that you have, go to Facebook and like Reality Spirituality's Facebook page. And until tomorrow, remember, I want you to remember who you are. You are a physical extension of the universe. You are the universe. The universe works through you, flows. You're always growing, you're always evolving, you're always changing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be patient, and be kind to yourself. Be your own best friend. Remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. Tomorrow we will connect again, Reality Spirituality. It's just going to be me and my audience. I love you all. Thank you so much. Oh, and I forgot. My book, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, is out now. You can order it on my website or on Amazon. And Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness. Thanks again. Talk to you all tomorrow. Love you all.
Yeah. Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest spirit. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality,
good. Three,